Welcome, Eagles, to another episode of Trad Cat Night Radio. I am Eric Ajewski, founder and owner of Trad Cat Night, your one-stop website for all of the day's latest church apostasy and end-time news. Now, Trad Cat Night is featured all over the alternative media circuit, and I'm doing my best to keep you up to date on all of the latest happenings as we head closer to the fruition of the Third Secret of Fatima. My good friends, please be sure to subscribe and click the notification button right here on YouTube. I also want to let everyone know who is not aware that Trad Cat Night is now on SoundCloud, so you can find these talks now on podcasts. You can also find these radio shows and my articles on Veterans Today, so a special shout out to them. Now, on this February 14th, this Valentine's Day, this beginning to Lent, I have a very special guest today, and we're going to be covering an area which is often overlooked. Unfortunately, we've had him on the show before, Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org, it is, not com.org, and I will get up his direct link directly into the description box so you can't possibly miss it. And so much to talk about, a lot of current events as it relates to geoengineering, so I want to get as much as I can out of Dane over this next 30 minutes or so. So, Dane, welcome back to the show. So much I know on your radar, no pun intended, but just to kind of lay down a foundation for this talk, maybe we can rehash what is geoengineering, maybe put it in layman's terms, and then just what the heck are they spraying and why are they spraying?
Eric, briefly, geoengineering is climate engineering on a global scale. We have the major powers around the globe participating, other countries participating as well, whether actively or passively. Express purpose of climate engineering, officially stated purpose, to slow down a runaway greenhouse effect and to block some of the sun. This is the term solar radiation management. I encourage people to use the science terms in this issue. The chemtrails term leads nowhere. There's no scientific basis for that term. It marginalizes this cause. But if we stick to geoengineering, climate engineering, solar radiation management, etc., that leads to hard science. It's my background in renewable energy. I work for the world's largest engineering firm, Bechtel Power. I have a large off-grid home with solar, wind, and hydropower. It's my renewable energy connection that led me to this issue, because massive amounts of the sun were being blocked by whatever these aircraft were emitting. In fact, some days I was losing 60, 70, even 80% of my solar power PV uptake from whatever these aircraft were emitting, which clearly could not be condensation. The primary elements named in solar radiation management patents, aluminum. Why aluminum? Because of its high reflectivity and has a low coagulation rate. The particles don't clump together, so it works for solar radiation management. Unfortunately, it's incredibly toxic to the entire web of life. So I didn't do this because I'm an activist or politically oriented. I did it because I was led to this issue for the reasons I just cited. It can't look the other way, and mathematically speaking, and I encourage people to investigate what I'm stating, not to believe me, climate engineering is the greatest and most immediate threat we face, short of nuclear cataclysm.
Now, just in general, how does geoengineering affect the weather, which in turn may affect our own lives, as you mentioned, just the Earth in general? I live out here in the Ohio Valley, and virtually, Dane, there's not a day that goes by that there's not jet aerosol spraying in the skies. And I've just kind of noticed over the past week or two, even maybe even the past month, just with my own health, just very sleepy a lot of the time, lethargic. There's even maybe some suggestion, I wanted to get your take on this. Is there any connection between the spraying and maybe some of the flu that we're seeing? As crazy as that might sound, I mean, there's, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I wanted to get your take, you know, how it affects not only, you know, our health, but just in general, the planet.
First, let me back up. The term you use, jet aerosol spraying, is right on the mark. That's exactly what this is. This is spray dispersions. Although there are some fuel additives that we think are used to augment the climate engineering operations, we know that there are sprayed dispersions going on because we have photographs of the nozzles mounted on the pylons aimed into the exhaust jet stream. Your listeners can look at this online. And we have numerous extremely compelling and arguable film footage clips of these aircraft, KC-10s, KC-135s, C-17 Globemasters and commercial aircraft turning on and off. You can't turn cold condensation on and off. And we know that all commercial carriers and all military tankers are fitted with high bypass turbofan jet engines, a jet powered fan designed for fuel efficiency and by design nearly incapable of creating any condensation trail because 85% of the air that moves through that engine is non-combusted. So we are absolutely seeing spray dispersions. Thank you for using that term. You're right on the mark. In regard to this being connected to flu and the widespread flu conditions in our country, because of the highly inflammatory nature of these materials and their neurotoxins as well, aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, and we're not guessing, by the way, this is coming down through the air column. We have lab tests from around the country and around the globe to prove this. Incredibly high amounts of these materials are floating down through the air column where we all inhale them. They're, again, extremely inflammatory. They weaken immune systems, especially in the case of barium, aluminum, their synergistic toxicities. It can't not be related to any form of human ailment. It is related. No matter what else is going on, this has to be considered a part of it. There's no question about that. It's not speculation. So the materials are there. We know they're there from lab tests. We know the effect. In the case of aluminum, it's now proven by peer-reviewed study to be the core causal factor of Alzheimer's, dementia, and a long list of other neurological diseases. So this is literally biological warfare as well, Eric. It's not just weather modification or climate engineering, which is also weather warfare. It's also biological warfare due to the highly toxic nature of these elements that are being used.
Yeah, and I just wanted to point out to my non-Catholic guests, there was a message called Fatima back in the day, and one of the whistleblowers on this was Father Malachi Martin. Now, one of the interesting pieces in this he noted was that there would be epidemics that would be popping up worldwide that would literally wipe out nations overnight. This is something that many Christians are not aware of in this message. I just suggest to you, it seems highly likely that maybe it's going to come from these, you know, the jet aerosol spraying. And, you know, we have the government, Dane, you know, which is basically declassified, that they have been spraying us for quite some time. I think you did a piece on Popular Science even saying that they're using weather as a weapon. I wanted you to talk a little bit more specifically about that. And maybe, did you happen to see that movie Geostorm? I saw it within the past few weeks. It was obviously on kind of the climate engineering front. And I wanted to know if you thought that was propaganda. What was the thought process behind that? I don't know if you saw it or not.
I did see it. And let me back up and add one more element to the spray dispersions. Is there intended biological warfare or experimentation going on as well? All indications are yes. We know the U.S. government is experimenting with these kinds of pathogens. I just recently, in my last Northern California broadcast of Global Alert News, posted an audio clip of the second most recognized geoengineer in the world, Ken Caldera, with Stanford University, who used to work for the government at Lawrence Livermore Labs, stating on the record, your listeners can listen to this audio clip on that broadcast, stating on the record that what he did for the government was design pathogens to spray into clouds to infect the populations below. This is business as usual for our government. And any American citizen that thinks our government is there to protect them, it's time to wake up and face reality. That couldn't be further from the truth. There is no benevolence in these programs. So, again, we face what amounts to a fight for life right here, right now. In regards to Geostorm, that film, in my opinion, was designed to so sci-fi and sensationalize the whole concept of climate modification that people simply abandon the issue thinking that it's nothing more than fiction, when in reality, the obvious jet aircraft spraying particulates into the sky is right in front of our faces, and because the official narrative is that it isn't happening, so go back to sleep, the population, unfortunately, has been all too willing to do that. The climate system is completely derailed, and we see from NASA satellite imagery, which I examine from around the globe every day, nothing natural, no natural weather formations can we find anywhere. So we have an atmosphere saturated with these light-scattering particulates that are then manipulated with radio frequency microwave transmissions, which are all also highly dangerous. So we have right now, Eric, what amounts to a train is completely off the rails. Crops are crashing around the globe. I'm not saying this is the only cause of environmental degradation, by the way. The human race has been very poor stewards of the planet. There's no arguing that. But the intentional attempt to play God with the weather, to manipulate Earth's life support systems, that's the greatest threat we face, again, short of nuclear cataclysm. And I ask people not to believe anything I state. go to geoengineeringwatch.org, look at the data. We cite everything we post, and I'm asking people to simply do legitimate investigation. They will not like what they find.
Yeah, that was the direction I thought you were going to head with Geostorm. That was kind of my take from it as well. I wanted to get your take on just what we're seeing, taking a step back and analyzing this overall culture of death that we're kind of living in, this system of death, whether it's vaccines, whether it's geoengineering. We also have to consider GMOs, Monsanto, fluoride in the water. You know, coincidental, you know, for me, I don't see it that way. I do believe that there is a conspiratorial plot to reduce the Earth's population and so on and so forth. I wanted to just get your take on how the geoengineering aspect fits into, you know, this overall New World Order system of death, if you will, and maybe even elaborate with some of the recent mass animal die-offs that we're seeing. I mean, goodness, I try to retweet this on my Twitter page, Dane, from some websites. I mean, we got dolphins washing up dead, whales, birds falling from the sky. I mean, it's just getting bizarre.
Yes, we're in the sixth great mass extinction now, not just entering that. We are far into that curve. On the current course, if we don't completely change course, none of us are going to be here long. And again, I don't care who rolls their eyes and walks away at that statement. You will soon have to face reality. We're losing 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insect per day to extinction. That's 1.5% of normal. Nothing normal about that. There's no organic anything at this point, nothing, because these bioavailable contaminants from climate engineering and other sources of pollution, but climate engineering being the largest source of atmospheric pollution, are being absorbed by all life forms. No organic anything at this point. In regard to population reduction, eugenics, those in power certainly know that the planet in its current state cannot support the population that's here. We have individuals like Rockefeller, now deceased, David Rockefeller, stated on the record 95% of the population, in his opinion, needs to go. There is no question that in addition to using weather as a weapon, which we know is happening around the globe, this is a matter of historical fact, by the way. It's historical documented fact, so it's not my speculation. In addition to that, when these elements are hampering our cognitive function, Eric, and there's no question they are, we have, again, the peer-reviewed study to prove it. We are inhaling aluminum, barium, strontium, lead, manganese. It is making us dumber by the day. IQs are precipitously dropping. This is a statistical fact, which your listeners can, again, research. And a sickened, dumbed-down population is obviously much easier to control. And if we don't deal with climate engineering, I would ask your listeners, no matter what else we face, how long can they hold their breath? How long can we hold our breath and not inhale what's coming down through our air column? And if we have no place to hide, is that not a fight for life? So is eugenics a part of this equation? All available data would say yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Perhaps we will arrive at a certain point where we're all kind of walking around with gas masks. I actually know some people who do out in the Midwest. As it relates to geoengineering, obviously this is unfortunately going to fall under the category of conspiracy theory. Goodness, I've been trying to wake up traditional Catholics for years in this area. I still meet a lot of resistance, as I'm sure you are, and you have a much greater pool, obviously, in this area of people. Can we attribute it, this kind of dumbing down process of the masses, just to the overall, I mean, communist system? I mean, I know they want us dumbed down to think that this isn't really happening, but the evidence is there, as you suggest. The data is there. We've got, you know, our own government saying, yeah, we've been spraying you. I mean, why are we meeting so much resistance?
Well, in addition to the toxic elements that hamper our neurological function, and in addition to conditioning, social conditioning and so forth, human propensity, human nature tends to want to deny unpleasant truths, and that's very unfortunate, because if we keep our heads in the sand much longer, we have no chance. So the bottom line is, most don't want to hear an unpleasant truth, but as we see from psychoanalysis and psychological studies, the hallmark of a healthy mind, Eric, is an unyielding willingness to face the truth, no matter how dire. So for anyone listening who doesn't want to think unhappy thoughts, consider that. The hallmark of a healthy mind is a willingness to face the truth. And we need a whole lot of people willing to do that. Or again, we're not going to have any chance of turning the tide. And reaching a critical mass of awareness is the most key factor here. Although our legal team has filed a lawsuit in Canada, we've filed against the Department of Commerce in D.C. because the Department of Commerce oversees NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. NOAA was not giving us our Freedom of Information Act requests, which is illegal for them. So we filed against the Department of Commerce. Our legal efforts are ongoing, but ultimately those efforts also are focused on reaching a critical mass of public awareness on this issue. So all your listeners can play a very key part in helping to expose climate engineering. And if we can expose it, we have a chance of stopping it. And that involves sharing credible data, back to the conspiracy theory part, the knee-jerk program societal response. If you pass on credible, inarguable, compelling data, that response is, in almost all cases, much more receptive as opposed to pointing at the sky and ranting. And we've tried to produce the most compelling, fact-filled activist awareness materials available. Images that can't be argued, square clouds, radio frequency signature on cloud formations. There's incredibly compelling photos, documents of the illegal federal gag order on all National Weather Service and NOAA employees right now. Anyway, a fact-filled 20-page document that's available for the public if you search the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. So we've tried to make, at our cost, these materials available so that people can arm themselves with credible data so they can be effective at raising awareness.
Once again, I have with me Dave Wigington. He also has a popular YouTube channel. Make sure you get over there and subscribe to it. I'll put it up in the description box. We're talking about this death from above, if you will. Now, a specific question that's come through my website, which obviously can be handled better by you who studies this area more readily, is, you know, who specifically is spraying us? Because this is not just an American problem. This is a worldwide problem. Who have you identified through your research is actually spraying us? I mean, is it all of the world governments which are involved in geoengineering? I mean, there's been some suggestion that Russia is spraying us specifically, and we're in kind of a weather warfare type of situation. What's your take on that? What's your research say?
First, let me back into that. Anybody that has any notion that the Russian government could spray our country without our military knowing is a very naive notion. Obviously, that could not occur. So let me refer to a nearly 800-page Senate document your listeners can look at if they search geoengineeringwatch.org, massive Senate document, and they can examine for themselves this U.S. government document that outlines the scope and scale of these global programs as of 1978 and states clearly that the major powers are all cooperating, including in these programs, even those powers that have normally adversarial interests. It also states that anyone involved with these programs needs to have blanket legal immunity. Why would you need that if you weren't doing something horribly wrong? So it's a very damning document. We have some of the most critical parts excerpted out in the Geoengineering Watch post so people don't have to read through the whole nearly 800 pages. But bottom line, yes, governments around the world cooperating. The agendas behind, it's important your listeners understand the agendas behind these programs because the agendas are complex. The biosphere is imploding. This is not about Al Gore or carbon credit shams. It's about reality. And people tend to want to think if someone's making money off of this situation, that it must be just a fabricated situation. Not true. Eric, you know that an endless list of people make money off of wars, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
And that doesn't mean the wars didn't happen. That doesn't mean people didn't die. The climate's imploding. There are many causes. Climate engineering would be the single greatest factor, but not the only factor by any means. We've been, again, poor stewards of the planet. So governments around the globe are trying to, one of the agendas is to try to mask the severity of climate implosion while actually fueling that implosion further at the same time. So, Eric, I'm not sure what area of the East Coast you're in, but you've been under a lot of whiplash cool-down weather of recent, haven't you, where it bounces back and forth, warm to freezing cold and so forth?
Yeah, I'm in the Ohio Valley, specifically right on the border of Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, about 30 minutes west of Pittsburgh. But, I mean, I grew up on the Jersey Shore. I know they're going through similar type of weather. But, yeah, right here, it's been cold today. But guess what? Over the next – I think tomorrow it's supposed to be 60. So, yeah, we're dropping, you know, 30 degrees, all types of weather anomalies. I mean, it's getting pretty interesting.
Here's what's happening. The only way they can create these very sharp, short-term surface-level cooldowns is with patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. What's that mean? It means they spray from aircraft chemical ice nucleating elements into cloud moisture, which causes a freeze, an endothermic, an energy-absorbing reaction cold, dense layer of air descends to the surface. Cold air is heavier, and it creates a surface-level cool down that creates the illusion of a frigid winter on a planet that's descending into what would be most correctly described as an abrupt climate shift. The weather whiplash scenarios will get worse, and it's a climate engineering processes of patented chemical ice nucleation, and we have posts on this at geoengineeringwatch.org. Anything I talk about here, if your listeners go to geoengineeringwatch.org and search that particular subject, they can find articles. We have over 2,400 articles on the site. But this weather whiplash scenario is a direct result of climate engineering, chemically nucleating and creating frozen precipitation out of what should have been rain. And that, a lot of times, Eric, will create an ice storm effect or surface ice, which we see all the time now. That's from chemical ice nucleation. So this is a major part of geoengineering, patented processes of chemical ice nucleation that creates engineered winter weather.
Now, another article which is obviously noteworthy is Monsanto's purchasing of the Climate Corporation. If you could kind of give us a brief synopsis of this article on your website, why it's significant.
It's significant because those players that are involved in one form or another with climate engineering need to control the message. So Monsanto purchased Climate Corp for almost $1 billion. Bain Capital and Blackstone own the Weather Channel. We have Weather Central owned by Rothschilds. Yeah. They have to control the message. So we have now on the Weather Channel, as an example, paid liars, and that's exactly what they are, who are trying to cover the tracks of the climate engineers by explaining away how these weather whiplash scenarios are happening, how we're getting, in fact, you're going to get a winter storm again this weekend with moisture straight out of the record warm Gulf of Mexico. How in the world does that happen? Chemical ice nucleation. So the job of these agencies is to pacify the public and to cover the tracks of the climate engineers by explaining away the completely engineered as being natural.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Folks, listen, we're being manipulated on all fronts. This is why they need to control the media in general. But listen, they're controlling economics, they're controlling geopolitics, and they're controlling the weather. That's just the sad reality. We just have to own up to it. Now, another hot topic for the last few months, Dane, which I know you have analyzed, and I want to get your take so our listeners can hear, is on the recent wildfires that have been transpiring. Well, not only in the California area, I believe up in the Pacific Northwest there have been smaller ones, but they seem to have been geoengineered as well. Correct me if I'm wrong, but what was your take on, well, first of all, just in general, the geoengineering aspect behind wildfires in general, but you know, why specifically California? I mean, they probably could have chosen any area. Was there any significance to choosing California?
There's likely many agendas being carried out at once, but this we can say for certain. In the case of the exponentially increasing wildfires all over the globe, although, as I stated earlier, we've been very poor stewards of the planet, in the case of the forest fires, the single greatest causal factor by far is climate engineering. Why? One, they can cut off precipitation as long as they want, and they are. We see this with the, quote, ridiculously resilient ridge over the U.S. West. It's happening in Spain and Portugal, too, which is the entrance to Europe. Yes. Same conditions exactly. So they can cut off the precipitation. As you aerosolize and block the sun as you with these light-scattering particles, that decimates the hydrological cycle because it blocks direct sunlight, which reduces evaporation. It reduces convection, which reduces evaporation. That reduces wind, which reduces evaporation. So they're cutting off the rain. We have more dry lightning because we have an electrically conductive atmosphere. We have these toxic particles contaminating the soils, thus contaminating root systems, thus killing the foliage. We also have incredibly intense UV radiation. It's important your listeners understand this. Geoengineering is destroying the ozone layer, absolutely decimating it. They can search this on our site as well with lots of documentation to go with it. All of these factors killing forests, creating more dry lightning, and creating infernos, and this is a final point that matters, these particulates are incendiaries. Aluminum dust is an incendiary. It causes flames to burn much hotter. It's coating all the foliage. So from every possible direction, climate engineering is the single core causal factor with the exponential burn downs happening around the globe. And that's inarguable. And your listeners can search article after article covering all of this data in great detail on geoengineeringwatch.org.
Absolutely. Now, as it relates to waging weather warfare on world populations, it seems, at least to me, quite evident that they're purposely trying to kill off the planet. Where does it end, Dane, or does it, is the big question. is it possible that they're trying to reduce the world's resources to make it to make those resources hard to come by in order to control the masses more? Or is that maybe just too conspiratorial?
It's not. Again, there are many agendas being carried out. The one key one, in addition to obviously power and control for many aspects, they're, again, trying to mask the true severity of damage done to the climate as long as possible in order to pacify the public as long as possible until they are done making their preparations. We have an atmosphere right now that is filling with methane. Methane over a 10-year time horizon is 100 to 120 times more potent than CO2. And I'm not talking about methane just from cow flatulence, which is used to divide people, that subject. I'm talking about thawing Arctic tundra, thawing seabed deposits. We have massive methane expulsions happening, Eric. This has been the Bermuda Triangle. You know the ships have been sinking for how many decades, right?
Right.
This is methane expulsion from the seafloor. As the methane fields explode out of the ground, it aerates the water like a bottle of champagne. Ships have no buoyancy. They sink, but that methane then migrates to the upper air column and starts to cover the planet like a layer of glass. That's why it's not cooling down at night without the chemical nitrification processes I mentioned. So, again, a major aspect is to mask the severity of climate implosion, to pacify the public until the last possible moment, or to confuse and divide them, in addition to weather warfare, in addition to everything else you mentioned, which are certainly and arguably also a part of the equation. So it's a very complex issue. Don't want to simplify it. But all this data is at geoengineeringwatch.org in very, very thorough, concise form. Our site is non-political with no advertising.
Now, one of the great things Dane does provide is a weekly alert news update, if you will. You just put out the most recent one, just about 4 days ago. I wanted to provide you the opportunity. Now, it's about an hour long. If you could maybe give us the synopsis of this latest report as best you can. I know it's going to be difficult with the hour-long show that you put out there to be able to reduce it maybe into a few minutes, but if you can, do your very best, Dane.
I will. That weekly update is to try to connect the most critical dots, the most critical unfolding events, and to keep that in a picture that people can understand what the wider horizon looks like and what we face first and foremost as threats. Because the bottom line, if the biosphere doesn't support life, game over. Oceans die, we die. Forests die, we die. Insect populations collapse, which is happening right now, 90% decline, we die. And again, geoengineering connected to so many of these aspects. In fact, Eric, you know the bees are dying, right? Your listeners probably know that.
Yes.
Search bees aluminum, the material I've been mentioning over and over in this program. We know aluminum, we have peer-reviewed study, is killing the bees, giving them symptoms of Alzheimer's or dementia. So the purpose of my show is to connect all these dots so people understand what's our greatest threat. That's what we must face first and foremost. And on the program itself, that's an actual on-air broadcast that we pay for at geoengineeringwatch.org out of pocket. It airs East Coast and West Coast. We pay for it so that we have no commercials, so that we have an hour to connect those dots. And that's a live broadcast that goes out on both coasts every weekend, Saturdays.
Now, we've been talking about the situations involved with geoengineering, problems, if you will. Let's talk solutions now, Dane. What can we do outside of educate the masses as it relates to geoengineering? On top of education, what else can we do to further combat geoengineering in this culture of death?
We must reach a critical mass of awareness, and I stress that. If we can do that, if we can expose this issue, I would argue the rest of the wheels will turn on their own as populations all over the globe realize they've been a part of a grand and lethal experiment without their knowledge or their consent. If we can expose this to our military brothers and sisters, who, Eric, are being told, by the way, this is important, they're being told that they're engaged in some benevolent planet-saving operation, which could not be further from the truth. We must wake them up to the fact that they are literally participating in planetary omnicide, killing their own families along with the rest of us. They are not being told the truth. We need to expose this issue. If we can, we will have, again, a complete overturning of the paradigm. That's why we have a legal team right now, because we have reached enough awareness where this team of attorneys realizes they're fighting for their own lives as well. If we can simply expose this, if all of us are needed to help that, we can have a chance at stopping it. And that critical mass of awareness is the first leap forward. Again, your listeners should arm themselves with credible data. Don't just go out in the street and point to the sky and rant. And we have incredibly powerful tools at our cost. We ship out just to try to distribute them on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. exponentially more effective than trying to verbally communicate a complex message like this.
Yeah, you can also sign up for Dane's newsletter right there on geoengineeringwatch.org. They also have an app now, so make sure that you're getting to his website and taking full advantage of all the resources that he has on his page. Now, I wanted to get your final comments, maybe on anything we hadn't discussed that you want to talk about. And if not, Dane, maybe you can fill us in lastly here on any upcoming projects, conferences, seminars, articles that you are working on, and I'll close out the show.
Well, let me emphasize one aspect of geoengineering, which I touched on earlier, that to try to put this into context to how short our time horizon is. Ozone layer collapse. Although there's many factors affecting the ozone layer, like CFCs, single greatest factor by far is climate engineering, and the best data we have right now indicates perhaps as little as 8 years until total ozone layer collapse. If that happens, game over for all terrestrial life and most aquatic life. And again, right now in the surface area, we're not just getting massive amounts of UVB exponentially higher than we're being told. We're getting UVC on the surface. That's the last band of UV before X-ray. This is a DNA-altering band of UV radiation. It's killing everything from plankton to insects to microbes, causing cancers. The bottom line is, you take one aspect like that, enough is a extinction event on the planet. We have all the other aspects we just talked about. Climate engineering is the single most destructive factor on our planet. It's the single greatest assault against the web of life and creation ever launched by mankind. It's the single greatest threat we face short of nuclear cataclysm. So that's why I'm in this particular battle, not because it's my personal interest. It's because it's the biggest hole in the bottom of the boat. It must be plugged or the boat's going to go down immediately. And that doesn't mean we exist normally for the next 8 years. The die-off is massive right now today. The power structure will soon play very big cards like global conflict when they can't hide this from the population any longer. So we have to reach disclosure. Everyone is needed to help in that effort. And all instructions for activists are also on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org too, Eric.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, sir. We'll keep you in prayer. We'll continue to support you in this battle against this culture of death, geoengineering. Watch.org is his website, folks. Again, YouTube channel, search Dane Wigington. I'll leave it in the description box so you don't even have to search for it. And we look forward to getting Dane back on the show in the upcoming months to give further updates. My good friends, thank you for tuning in to Tradcat Night Radio today. Check into tradcatnight.blogspot.com daily. Again, this is an information war, so I ask you all to not only keep me in prayer, but to click that PayPal button and get behind me. As you know, we go and grow as your charity flows. And who will tomorrow's special guest be? Well, you have to tune in tomorrow to find out. In the end, folks, let us continue to pray for our country, continue to pray for our leaders. And until next time, stay safe and God bless.